say to me. But we were marching too quickly, left, right. We were already at the gate. They counted us to the din of military music. We were outside. The whole day I wandered about as if sleepwalking. Now and then Tibby and Yossi would throw me a brotherly word. The capo too tried to reassure me. He had given me easier work today. I felt sick at heart. How well they were treating me, like an orphan, I thought. Even now, my father is still helping me. I did not know myself what I wanted, for the day to pass quickly or not. I was afraid of finding myself alone that night. How good it would be to die here. At last, we began the return journey. How I longed for orders to run. The military march, the gate, the camp. I ran to Block 36. Were there still miracles on this earth? He was alive. He had escaped the second selection. He had been able to prove that he was still useful. I gave him back his knife and spoon. Akiba Drumer left us, a victim of the selection. Lately he had wandered among us, his eyes glazed, telling everyone of his weakness. I can't go on. It's all over. It was impossible to raise his morale. He didn't listen to what we told him. He could only repeat that all was over for him, that he could no longer keep up the struggle, that he had no strength left, nor faith. Suddenly, his eyes would become blank, nothing but two open wounds, two pits of terror. He was not the only one to lose his faith during those selection days. I knew a rabbi from a little town in Poland, a bent old man whose lips were always trembling. He used to pray all the time, in the block, in the yard, in the ranks.